it was really nice for us anyway. I can't really speak for...
We just all get on really well, pretty well. We've sort of known each other for a while, or sort of everyone in the various bands.
Johnny Flynn and Laura Marling are both rising stars in the UK music scene, and although they showcase different sounds in their songs, it all came together for a US tour. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, Rita Houston here. Laura Marling has yet to reach the two-decade mark, but she's received a sort of indie darling stamp of approval in the UK and a Mercury Prize nomination for her debut album, Alas, I Cannot Swim, ensures that the Feist and Regina Spektor comparisons are no gimmick. At 25, Johnny Flynn has a few more years under his belt and a new album called Alarum. The title is only a hint of his gifts as a wordsmith, drawing from the work of other greats from Shakespeare to Dylan. And beneath the words is a range of folk-based musical roots. So Flynn and Marling have the UK and music in common, and during their duo trip to FUV, host Aaron DeVivo decided to see if their musical upbringings had any other ties, and started off with Johnny's story.
I moved around a lot when I was a kid. I was born in South Africa, and so probably the first music I heard was more traditional kind of African music, like still really connect to the sound of those kind of like Chick-fil-A guitars and all that kind of thing. But essentially folk music, you know, even if it was African folk music, I always felt more connected to music that was kind of closer to the ground in a way, like quite of the culture that it came from. And so probably when I was old enough to start kind of collecting music myself, I immediately kind of sought that kind of thing. And I always loved like traditional British and Irish kind of Cayley music, and really loved like early blues and stuff when I discovered all of that.
Rob lived in a box by the rails. Only thing he knew is you don't fail when you live in a box by the rail. Don't comb your hair, don't comb your tail. Sweep my mess away, leave my body, leave my bones, leave me whole and leave my soul. Leave me nothing I don't need at all, nothing I don't need at all. In the park, stayed out with the rats after dark. Never left a trail, never made his mark when he ate with the rats after dark. Sweep my mess away, leave my body, leave my bones, leave me whole and leave my soul. Leave me nothing I don't need at all, nothing I don't need at all.
And I asked Johnny about influences, so I guess it's only appropriate that I do the same for you, who... Where would you say your sound, the Laura Marling sound, come from?
I don't know, really. It's I sort of, when I was growing up, there was a lot of Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell going on around my house. And then in the recent years, sort of new folk thing, and then sort of pulled back a bit from that and went back to traditional. And I grew up, my dad ran a recording studio, and so I grew up really... sort of just taught to really appreciate how much work goes into making an album and making, you know, sound, you know, creating a sound.
Did that come in handy when it came to doing now your own album?
Not really, actually. No. I'm trying to learn how to be a sound engineer, so that's coming in handy.
Just done up, there was nothing left to be. What turned out, I've been following him and he's been following me. Just done up, the rip was up. Two lovers crying on each other's shoulder, and I say, lover, please do not fall to your knees. It's not like I believe in everlasting love. Lover, please do not.
Laura Marling performing the song Ghosts during a visit to FUV with Johnny Flynn. Hear the complete duo session online anytime at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.